As the taxi drove along, he reflected that he would have to watch a while to come across anything, more than likely. It would not disclose itself to the monitors in a day. He would have to be patient. He would have to resign himself to a long-term scrutiny and to put himself in a space where he was willing to wait. Once he saw something on the holoscanners, however, some enigmatic or suspicious behavior on Arctor's part, then a 3-point fix would exist on him, a third verification of the other's interests. Certainly, this would be a confirm. It would justify the expense and time of everyone's interest. I wonder what Barris knows that we don't know, he wondered. Maybe we should haul him in and ask him, but better to obtain material developed independently from Barris. Otherwise, it would be a duplication of what Barris, whoever he was or represented, had. And then he thought, what the hell am I talking about? I must be nuts. I know Bob Arctor. He's a good person. He's up to nothing, at least nothing unsavory. In fact, he thought, he works for the Orange County Sheriff's Office covertly, which is probably Zwei Seelen wohnen, ach, in meiner Brust. Der eine will sich von der anderen trennen. Der eine halt in dürbe Lebenslust sich an der Welt mit klammernden Organen. Der andere hebt gewaltsam sich vom Dust zu den Gefilden hoher Ahnen. Why, Barris is after him. But, he thought, that wouldn't explain why the Orange County Sheriff's Office is after him, especially to the extent of installing all those hollows and assigning a full-time agent to watch and report on him. That wouldn't account for that. It does not compute, he thought. More, a lot more is going down in that house. That run-down, rubble-filled house with its weed-patched backyard and cat box that never gets emptied and animals walking on the kitchen table and garbage spilling over that no one ever takes out. What a waste, he thought, of a truly good house. So much could be done with it. A family, children, and a woman could live there. It was designed for that, 3 bedrooms. Such a waste, such a fucking waste. They ought to take it away from him, he thought. Enter the situation and foreclose. Maybe they will. And put it to better use. That house yearns for that. That house has seen so much better days long ago. Those days could return if another kind of person had it and kept it up. The yard especially, he thought, as the cab pulled into the newspaper-splattered driveway. He paid the driver, got out his door key, and entered the house. Immediately he felt something watching, the hollow scanners on him, as soon as he crossed his own threshold. Alone, no one but him in the house. Untrue. Him and the scanners, insidious and invisible, that watched him and recorded everything he did, everything he uttered. Like the scrolls on the wall when you're peeing in a public urinal, he thought. Smile, you're on candid camera. I am, he thought, as soon as I enter this house. It's eerie. He did not like it. He felt self-conscious. The sensation had grown since the first day when they'd arrived home. The dog shit day, as he thought of it. Couldn't keep from thinking of it. Each day, the experience of the scanners had grown.